Doctors continue to voice concerns that their patients are being denied timely access to medical services as the healthcare system operates well below normal volumes because of COVID-19 precautions. One of those physicians is Dr. Stephen Major. He joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Major, how concerned are you for your patients when it comes to timely access to the medical services that they need?
I think I'm very concerned. I think all physicians and healthcare providers in this province have been concerned about the priorities of the health department and the Minister of Health in this. There doesn't seem to be a transparent plan in place to actually indicate how we're actually moving ahead. There's discussions about how the RHAs have had things under control, but there's no actual way that we can gauge or measure how things are being ramped up and ensure that people are getting timely access to care. In this province, we don't actually have a provincial wait time list like some provinces. Nova Scotia has one, and so patients can actually go on online and actually look to see, you know, what's available in terms of the length of time for the procedure. So that when we have a lack of transparency, that the government hasn't assisted us in trying to inform patients of what the wait time is, and we're really restricting patients' ability to understand how long they have to wait and why they have to wait. And the difficulty now is we've had 3 to 4 months of everything being fairly shut down in terms of routine things. But some things are maybe seemingly routine, but by the time they're done, may actually end up showing something that's more advanced. I guess the best example would be a colonoscopy that might be booked routine, and then be canceled during the COVID crisis. And then by the time the procedure done, maybe someone will have a more advanced cancer. And then at that point, we're into a situation where we had something that might have been curable, preventable by removing a polyp and then instead dealing with a cancerous process. And I think a lot of physicians don't feel that it has been a priority to understand how we're ramping things back up and how we're going to deal with the backlog that's in place.
Dr. Major, what needs to happen here to fix this backlog and start to actually work through it in a timely fashion?
Well, so we're in a difficult time because right now we're in summer. And so the hospital only runs at about 70% during summer because people take holidays. So even if we ramp up to what would be 100% of summer activity, we're still not 100% of what would be normal activity during the year. So there's no ability for the system in the current structure to actually deal with the backlog. Right now, the backlog is just getting longer. So I think patients have to understand that the wait time is actually getting longer. If there was a 3-month delay for you to have your knee replacement, that may be added on to a longer wait list that was too long to start with. And so there's no opportunity for them to expand that without adding OR time, adding OR lists, and making people work longer. But then there's constraints of that people have been quite busy for the past 3 or 4 months and need some holidays and need some time off to re-energize. You know, I'm seeing a lot of people express a lot of anxiety about the expansion of the bubble, because the bubble expansion to the Atlantic provinces has then, I guess, potentially squandered us an opportunity that we could have ramped things up where we have no COVID here to sort of the pre-COVID way of doing things and maybe actually deal with some of the backlog. And I think right now we're not going to be able to deal with that backlog, and patients are going to suffer for that.
How would you describe the situation when it does come to timely access to medical care?
I mean, the lack of transparency, I think, is the biggest thing. If I send a referral for something, I should have some understanding how long it's going to be for that patient to be seen and how long it's going to be for them to wait to have a procedure performed. And right now, there's no transparency. So how do you deal with a patient who's sitting in front of you, anxious about their condition, but you can't give them any idea whatsoever what they're going to do for them? You know, there's so many different issues, and mental health issues have been greatly impacted. You know, here we've focused on increasing this bubble to the Atlantic, and yet for my patients who are in long-term care facilities, they're only still allowed one person to visit them. You know, I have people who have significant mental health issues and can't even leave the building they're in. They're in a you know, personal care home, and we're in COVID-free, and they're not allowed to leave the building other than to the deck that's attached to the building that they're in. And so the mental health barriers that we're dealing with now are extraordinary in terms of how we're I don't know what we're prioritizing prioritizing here, and it doesn't seem like there's a transparency of what we're prioritizing in this current context. And it's certainly not, from my experience, patient care. It's not patient-centered. It's not about how do we fix these problems for patients. And it's, people need to understand that if we don't do something, and then we get a second wave in the fall and things shut down again, we're talking about increasing wait lists even longer. So we've got a problem right now. We're going to have a problem in the future, and we need transparency. I feel like there's been no engagement with government and the population. Like, why haven't we had a virtual town hall to discuss these issues, try to get patient advocates and engage with the community and say, how are we going to fix this? You know, there just doesn't seem to be, I don't know, it's because we're in this leadership race, but it doesn't seem that we're putting the priority of how do we deal with this COVID for the next 6-8 months, whatever long, till we get a vaccine, in a way that we're doing what's best and what needs to be done for the patients and citizens of this province. And it doesn't seem to be that that's the priority. So I'm really disheartened. You know, the whole process has left me talking to patients on a daily basis and trying to help them, but not have any way to say, well, you know, you're going to wait this length of time, you're going to wait this length of time, because we don't have any understanding of where things are headed. There doesn't seem to be a plan in place. Like Nova Scotia has a plan in place. It's very transparent, and we don't seem to have that, and I don't know why we don't have that. And I think patients need to be advocating more with government and with their local regional health authorities to say, why don't we have a better understanding of what you're doing, when things are going to be back to normal, and how that normal is going to look. And without people speaking up, I don't see that things are going to change.
Dr. Stephen Major, thank you very much for this.
All right. Thank you.